Put yourself in a comfortable position. Focusing your mind on being comfortable. Starting at the top of your head, a crystal white light that hovers just above your head. And allowing that crystal white light to descend down through your head, and everywhere it touches, as it descends, there is a releasing and a relaxing. It's moving down your head, sliding along that central pillar of light inside you. Just focusing your mind on the light descending down all the way through your head, down your neck, pausing at the throat, and imagining a beautiful sky blue light through and through the base of the neck, a beautiful spiral of light. And this beautiful, crystal clear, white light continues to descend down through your shoulders, down to the chest, slowly entering the heart area. Watching that chakra light up. Continuing down through the torso, reaching the will center. Pausing at the will center, focusing on the beautiful, radiant, yellow light, this goldenish yellow light, you are developing a wise will, where the yellow becomes burnished gold. Moving down this beautiful white light, touching now the sacral chakra, the second chakra. And a beautiful, crystal clear, orange light. And just pausing for a moment to let the light clear even more. In whatever way you imagine. Coming clearer and brighter. More focused. And moving down to the base of the body. Base of the spine, And that beautiful, rich, deep red energy, this light, this beautiful red light, remembering that light is energy, and this energy is vital and full of all that you need to sustain you in this life. All healing of the physical form includes the base chakra, root of your energy system, the energy system of the physical body. And now, bringing your full attention to the center between your eyebrows, a little above and in the middle of your eyebrows. That center, that light. And focusing on that light. Beautiful violet light, and allow your consciousness to move into that light. All of your consciousness moving into this light, the light of the third eye, the Ajna. Becoming that light. And as you fully experience being that light, you look around you and you realize you are now on the causal plane, the plane of mind. Your soul is there to greet you. As you move closer to soul, you can feel their energy permeating all your forms and fields, every cell and atom, every particle of all your forms, radiated by the light of love, the love your soul has for you. Just as you would love your child, your painting, your drawing, your dance, your gift, your talent, your abilities to a greater part of yourself, your creator. Spending a moment absorbing this energy of love, for it is limitless, endless, totally devoted to you. Receiving their focus. and just allowing it. Opening up and relaxing even more while you receive this love. And now, your soul is beckoning you. There is something it wants you to know, to experience. And soul turns and points to a pool of golden light. Leading to it. And you move closer and closer to this pool of light, allowing yourself to be drawn to the power this light radiates. You can feel it in all your forms, permeating your muscles down to the bone. Pure power. Will power. And as you step towards this radiant golden pool of light, the closer you get, the more this pool of light becomes a beam of light above the pool, stretching upward. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. And now, you look again towards this beam and pool of light connected. And your soul, with a final, gentle urging, extends their energy into the light and invites you to join them. You follow their lead into this light. And as you step inside the pool and the beam of light, you can feel this power entering you, altering you, right down to the very DNA of you, for the divinity within you has been waiting for this moment. It will not be rushed. You must experience this union with the power within you and the power all around you, and allowing it, merging and blending with this power as it radiates downward through you in wave after wave of energy, coming down in beautiful, radiant, crystal clear donuts of light in varying colors. And they come down the central pole of light inside you, entering at the top of your head and settling along your spine, just allowing just the right amount for you. And when you have finished, would like for you now to step back outside of the light, and as your soul exits the light and bow, offer gratitude for this infusion of divine will and power within you now. Namaste, and your soul, and we bow to you and say namaste. We see the divine in you, and now it's growing even greater, brighter, more vibrant, bringing greater vitality and life to you. The power to heal. The power to imagine yourself doing, being who and where you'd like to be. Knowing you can use this power to power your imagination, for it causes expansions of consciousness, insights, revelations, new ideas that lead to new ways of being. Let this energy guide you to your divine path, the one that is just for you, but one that also is the path that contains the path of the many. One, just one. Made of many, but just one. And now, we would like for you to take a moment to focus on an area in your life where you would like to see greater clarity, new ideas, insights, revelations, expanded consciousness, new awareness. Simply hold this area in your hands before you. And now, remembering how it felt to be in that pool and beam of light and receiving that energy, and simply holding this area in your hand, just allowing it to receive this light, this power, this energy. Bathing whole idea and the light of the will to initiate. Just allowing it, if you need to, make a symbol for it. And hold the symbol in your imagination. Just allowing it as the energy pulses through you. And these packets of information make themselves available to you. And when you are ready, come back slowly into the room.
Thank you.